Hello?
Steve, this is your big brother.
Hey, Mr. Goodman, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
That's good. It's Monday. Don't you feel excited about the week to come?
So, please tell me, are you back from your trip?
Yes, we're back. This is our first day back, and I'm whipped. I'm tired from driving for 2 days. And it was a great trip, except Hurricane Lee, I don't know if you've heard about that. Hurricane Lee hit Maine. Yeah, we lost power and electricity for about 4 days. So that was not fun. And then, on our way driving back on Saturday, this storm off the East Coast called Ophelia hit us with full rain. I drove in the rain for 12 hours. It was so tiring. And we saw two accidents where cars hydroplaned, you know, on the rain, on the wet roads. And, it was not fun. But anyway, we're home, and almost everything is good.
That sounds perfect. I'm really glad that you're safe and you enjoyed the trip.
Yeah, well, thank you. I am too. And I said almost everything is good, and here's why. Number one, I was on the phone with a publicist who wants to help me promote my books. I mean, she got my number from somebody who knows me, and so I talked to her. I was nice. But what happened was I glanced over at my computer screen, and I noticed that somebody else had checked on my settings on the computer, and the cursor was roaming around and clicking on various things. And I tried to use mine, and it wouldn't come. Somebody had broken into my computer while I was watching it.
Like your office computer?
Yes, with everything on it. Yes, they were using it remotely. You know how if you have computer problems, certain technicians have a program they'll use that you have to give them permission and then they can drive on your computer? That's what it will look like. And so anyway, I quickly hit Control-Alt-Delete and was going to go down and hit close the computer. Before I did that, this other cursor raced down and hit cancel and opened it up again. They were racing against me. So then I went Control-Alt-Delete twice very quickly, and it brought up the thing, and I was able to hit close and close my computer, turn it off. So I called my computer guy, and he says, yeah, you may be in trouble. He said, you know, if somebody gets a hold of your Social Security number, checkbook, credit card numbers, etc. He said, so do not turn it back on because somebody has figured out how to hack your computer. So I will not have a computer till probably late tomorrow. So don't send me anything like by email. If you need to send me something, text it to me or call me, okay?
All right, sure. I will.
Isn't that terrible?
That totally is. I hope you didn't lose any of your information.
Oh, me too. Me too. That's scary. So, the other thing, did you get the email from me today yet?
I don't think I have anything for you today, but I have shared...
No, did you get my email
that I sent
you this morning?
I haven't checked yet, Carl. I just got in the office like a few minutes ago. So
okay.
I will check it. And besides this, I have sent you an email regarding the second social media marketing calendar. By any chance, have you checked it?
I saw it, but I didn't have a chance to check it. Now I can't get to it. Not
all right,
my
no worries. Once your computer is up and running, review it and then provide me your feedback so we can continue the marketing process. I will be checking the email.
Good. And basically what I had to say was thank you for sending me those 40 books while I was in Maine, okay?
You're
from the expensive printer, right?
That's right.
But the thing that I told you was, and I've already been called on it, boo-hoo, is that, for instance, you'll find on three pages, 105, 202, and 212, that at the bottom of the page, the very last line, is the bolded title for the next chapter that begins in the next page. It really looks very amateurish. And I've already been called on it. So,
So it's on which book?
On, oh, that's The Main Event.
All right. The rest
and
of the
look
books
at
are
page,
fine?
So far, I haven't read them through. I mean, I'm still recovering from the trip. But so far, I think, I've just flipped them through. But this one's the one that, I'll do that later, but I would have expected your guys to do that. But page 105, page 202, and page 212, on these paperback from the expensive people, right?
And you have sent me an email with the page numbers as well?
Oh, here's one on 207. No, I didn't. Here's one on 207, page 207. No, I didn't catch 207. I just noticed that now. So 105, 202, 207, and 212.
Right,
and by the way, here's two. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want you to write these numbers in a text message and send it to me so I can have a look on my end as well. And we'll take care of these changes, of these mistakes in the remaining printed copies.
Good, good. And the other thing is that I'm not sure that those will remain problems in the other ones, because you know how you sent me a hard copy of the initial, the main event? No problems in that. What?
Yeah, I'm saying that was the fine copy, right?
That was fine. So
exactly.
I think it's
not like the formatting issue or an issue from our end.
I think it's a formatting issue. I think when your new printer, when you rushed to get me the new books, and the paperbacks, which I appreciate, I think the printer didn't check the formatting, probably because of the line spacing or whatever. You know how I can send you an email in Word? And if I'm using Word 97 and you're using Word 93, it may come up with a different format.
Yep, exactly. That
I think that's
problem.
What happened. Yeah. So
that's right.
We have go
used
ahead.
The same. Yeah, it was the same file that we have used for the previous printing. So the file was correct from our end. It just might be the formatting issue due to the maybe because of the Word.
Yep.
It's because of the new version or the previous version.
That's right. What's sad, though, is your printer wouldn't even flip through and check these things. I mean, the printer owns some responsibility for that.
That's right.
And so, anyway, you know, the good news is you didn't send me tons of them. I've got them in a couple of bookstores, or not bookstores, but gift stores. So at least it's not like there will be 100 copies out there. You know, there'll only be, I think, 20 copies out there that'll have the mistakes. But as I said, I've already been told about it, which is embarrassing. So anyway, I will send you a text, okay?
Sure. I will get it checked on my end and will make sure to not repeat the mistake in the remaining copies. Also, please tell me, should we process the remaining printed copies?
Sure. I mean, I have the only copies I've got in the store is like those that are left from the main event and critical point, which are, you know, a few. So, I sold two copies this morning.
That's great.
Well, it is great, but I don't want to run out. I sold one copy of Out of the Fog, somebody who liked the series and wanted to buy one, and then I sold one copy of Critical Point this morning, which was the next one. So after The Dysfunctional Family. So, you know, I've just got a few, so we'll need them processed, but they must be correct.
Sure. You will be receiving the correct files, no worries.
Yeah, and ask the printers. I would ask them, tell them, we've had problems. We sent them the correct files. They came out wrong, formatting errors. It's your job to make sure they come out right.
That's right. So the thing is, we won't be using the new printers as we don't have any expedited timeline. So we'll be using the previous printers, and it's going to be corrected copies to you.
Good. Thank you. And then also, I know that I had, excuse me, I'm sorry, I had talked to Samantha, and she said, oh, you would process that $12,000 refund to me. And since vacation, and I had to pay off my American Express bill, right, which was $17,000, I'm broke. So I really need that money. Not in a month, right, but quickly.
Sure. I will have a word with Samantha as well, and we'll have a word with the compliance team, the finance team, and we'll let you know the refund, how long it's going to take.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry that my email won't work, because I know that's usually the way I get things, I will text you that.
No worries, Carl. That's totally fine. Once it's up and running, please let me know, and I hope you don't lose anything on your end.
No, me too, but thank you. You know, the good news is I was talking to my son, who is a computer guy, and he said, the good news is that usually if it's a clear a case of somebody abusing your computer, of hacking in, you're not responsible for credit card charges, etc. But beyond that, then you usually have to get brand new credit card numbers, change all the passwords on your computer, do all that stuff that I just don't want to hassle with. So,
I can understand it's going to be very difficult to change everything and then to memorize it.
I'll have to get – my wife sells these cute little 3x5 binders that are for websites and email passwords. And mine is currently filled, so I'm going to have to go down and buy another one from her and put all the new stuff in it. Oh, well. Hey, it's what it is. I thank you very much for your understanding. I appreciate it. I will text you on the pages, and you know that, as you know, that just should never happen. So, you'd never see a book by James Patterson with that, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a decent Monday, Steve.
Thank you so much, Carl, and thank you so much for understanding and neglecting all the mistakes. That's highly appreciated.
Well, I don't neglect the mistakes. What I do is I realize any of us could make them. Any of us could make them. The trick is to not make them twice. Right?
And I'll make sure that's not going to happen again.
Okay. Very well. Well, do well and enjoy.
Same to you. Take care of yourself.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.